Following the rain and wind storm on Friday, we managed to sneak in a mild day on Saturday. Albany reached a high temperature of 70 degrees Saturday afternoon. Then it turned much cooler for Sunday. In fact, it was 17 degrees cooler on Sunday, with a high of only 53 in the capital region. And cool weather, that's the theme of the week, with temperatures running near or below seasonable levels over the next several days. So I don't see any 70s in sight, at least for probably at least the next 7 days, if not even a bit longer than that. And our weather pattern overall is stuck in place. We have a giant weather traffic jam going on overhead, so we're going to keep the weather fairly consistent every day, at least in terms of how each day will look and feel. Showers are likely at times through the week, but I don't see any big rainstorms like we had on Friday, at least through the end of the work week. There is potential, though, for some rain over the weekend. Of course, it's a big weekend with Mother's Day and the Tulip Festival in Washington Park in Albany, so hopefully things shift a little bit with that threat for rain over the weekend, but it's certainly something that is possible based on how things are looking. Now, we'll come back a little bit closer to now, and we are looking at plenty of clouds today and a scattering of rain and even some snow showers across the region. Now, through much of the day, the snow showers have been mainly across the higher elevations, but as we go into tonight, as temperatures chill down, I wouldn't be shocked if we saw a few snowflakes even in our valley locations mixing in with the raindrops. Now, across the higher terrain, there's potential for some light accumulation of snow moving through the night. It'll be a cold night with temperatures dropping off into the 30s. So even though at this point we're not in growing season everywhere, if you have any plants that are in the ground that are sensitive to the cold, you'll definitely want to protect them tonight by covering them up, or if they're in pots, just bring them in for the night. Now, tomorrow is another chilly day with temperatures running only in the 40s and low to mid 50s across the region. Like today, we'll see plenty of clouds. A few scattered showers are possible at times. And that's going to be the theme right through Wednesday and Thursday, and even into Friday, with clouds, some sun at times, a couple of showers at times. You'll need that umbrella every so often over the next several days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mainly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers, cold, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, cool, high 46 to 52. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers, cold, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, cool, high 46 to 52. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a passing shower, cool, low in the 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers, cool, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a rain or snow shower, cold, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers, cool, high 50 to 55. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably cloudy, chance of showers, highs in the 50s to near 60. And on Thursday, variably cloudy, with a chance of showers, and highs in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.